Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the author of a number of books, including Chuck versus the Business World, one of his more entertaining books, and also the All the U.S. by the Numbers books, and his novels, the Pastor Stephen Grant novels. Did I say that right, Ray?
You got it. Absolutely
that was,
correct.
Hey, that was from memory. I don't even have one in front of me. How about that? Aren't you impressed?
I am very impressed. Absolutely.
It just rolls off the tongue, folks.
You are a professional, sir.
Ray Keating, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be with you, Jim.
Welcome to the mayhem.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. Yeah, I couldn't. I missed out on Jim's point there, but the Pastor Stephen Grant novels also have the Chuck versus the Business World book, as Jim mentioned, and the Unleashing Small Business Through IP book.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, I'm here. Sorry, we had a little power issue here in the studio. Sorry about that, Ray. One of the things that I know you want to talk about today is the issue of climate change, global warming. The zealots are at it again, and you're going to be testifying, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm heading up to Capitol Hill to the Senate tomorrow to be one of the witnesses. The session, the hearing is called "Examining the Threats Posed by Climate Change." My job, or what I've chosen to do, is to look at the negative effects that regulations tied to this issue, tied to climate change, will have and are having on small business and the economy. So that is my take on this issue, and it's
what are the other people going to be saying?
Oh my goodness! Well, I assume I don't know. I haven't seen their testimony or anything, but I assume that you're going to hear a lot about how climate change, man-made climate change, has had some sort of impact on the economy in a negative way, and promises to have, you know, bigger negatives down the road. I assume that's what part of the crowd will say, and then I assume there'll be other witnesses that will raise some questions as to this whole issue itself. So it's going to be hopefully a good discussion on the topic. But you know, the bottom line for me is that the only certainty here, when you're talking about government going down this path, the only certainty is that they're going to raise costs and make the U.S. less competitive, and that's exactly right for small businesses and for
that's
consumers.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, it's already happening, and see what I'm upset about in this conversation. It's not really a conversation, Ray. Is that the people who are promoting the climate change agenda are ideologues. They're not honest. They're not intellectually honest. They won't respond to what the evidence in front of them. If you and I said to them, if we threw them a bone and we said, okay, it's possible human beings are contributing to climate change, they wouldn't come back and say, okay, congratulations to American industry for lowering America's carbon footprint to 1990 levels. They would never do that because they aren't doing it because that's what's happening and they won't do it. So
yeah,
in my opinion, they have no credibility. The climate change agenda ideologues have no credibility because they refuse to talk about the progress that's been made by all of us, part of which has been motivated by regulation. I'm okay with that's fine. But still, they refuse. And every time we have a cool summer, they don't. They find a way to spin that in the favor of, oh well, of course that's global warming.
Now, when you use the word ideologues, I think that's absolutely right. Cause
that's exactly what they are.
Yeah, when you get into this issue, anything that would increase the use, the exploration of development of any kind of carbon based energy, coal being atop their hit list, is just a negative. They will not accept it in any way, shape, or form.
Now you're speaking before Congress when?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Hold on. That's on Tuesday. Hold on. That thought right back with Ray Keating. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.